We continue with Masechus Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to begin on the first wide line, Uli Iburin. The Gemara is continuing its discussion of a brisa, which appears first on the top of the Yomud. But the brisa tells us there are several additional halachic issues that are impacted by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, additionally to that which appears in our Mishnah. So one of the items on that list was Uli Iburin, for the purpose of calculation of a new year, of a leap year, a Shana Mubaris. So it says the Gemara, Uli Iburin mi Nisan maninan? Is it true that we count the intercalation, the determination of when exactly a year is supposed to be a Shana Mubaris from Nisan? V'hatani, we learn in Raisa, Ein ma'abin ha'shana lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that we should not be ma'abir ha'shana, we should not make the decision to go ahead and to make a year, a Shana Mubaris, by adding an extra month of Adar before Rosh Hashanah. And the reason we would not do it so early, says Rashi, is because at the time the decision is made, the word would be spread to everybody living in all different communities, especially those who are living far away. And given that it would be a very long time before this would actually apply, namely before the month of Adar, there's a concern that it may become forgotten. And so therefore, we do not convene a Bezdin to discuss and to deliberate and to determine whether or not there should in fact be an extra month added that year before Rosh Hashanah. In Bimruha, in a Mubaris. And furthermore, if they did so, even B'dieved, it is not considered to be a Shana Mubaris. However, in cases of great need, Rashi says, Shemafchidin Shalai Yigzu Nachum Ileisha Bezdin. Maybe one of the concerns is that they're concerned that the Nachrim will not allow them to actually convene a Bezdin to deliberate this question at the proper time. Or another possible situation that may arise is that the Nasi is called to appear before the Melech, and the Nasi is actually required to be present in order to actually be ma'aber the Shana. So we need the Nasi. His presence is necessary, is essential for the process. And if we know that he is not going to be available later, so that's considered to be a shasat chak that would require an earlier convening the Bezin. So if this is necessary, ma'aber nosa achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. So what we do is they will meet beforehand, and they will go through all the discussions and the deliberations, but they will not actually go ahead and officially be ma'aber the Shana until after Rosh Hashanah. And then the Braisa concludes, and even in a situation where it is determined earlier on to go ahead and be ma'abir the Shana, still they are only going to be ma'abir Adar, meaning what they do is they add an extra month of Adar at the end. The reason for this is, says Rashi, in Nosifin Chodesh al Hashana ala Adar, the Chsiv, it says, Shomor es Chodesh Aviv, that we should observe the month of Aviv, spring. Chodesh HaSamech la'Aviv, this means the month that is close to Aviv, as we had mentioned in the previous Gemara, that is Adar. That is the month that we are going to be Ma'aber Sheyavo Aviv Bizmano, so that the spring should actually begin in the proper time, meaning the seasons should be aligned with the lunar calendar. Now, clearly we see from this Braisa that Nisan is not the time that we are Ma'aber the Shana. So what does it mean when it says in the Braisa that Echod B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Li'Iburin, which seems to imply that it's in the month of Nisan that they're going to be Ma'abed Hashana? That's not true. After all, we are not going to be Ma'abed Hashana in the month of Nisan, because we're not going to do it at all before Rosh Hashanah. So, Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, my Iburin. So, Nachman Yitzchak says, fine. What does it mean, Iburin? Hafsakas Iburin. This means that this is the concluding point. This is the point at which you can no longer be Ma'abed Hashana. Says Rashi, Hafsakas Iburin, Shekevan Shekishwa Zachodesh L'Shem Nisan. Once they go ahead and determine and declare that this is now the month of Nisan, Paska Shana She'avra, it is now considered to be the absolute irrevocable conclusion of the previous year. Melios Muberazot, you can no longer be Ma'abed Hashana. She'ein Rishayin Lasos Nisan Adar, you cannot go ahead and transform Nisan to convert Nisan into Adar. She'kvar Nichnas Hashana Acheres L'Inyan Ibur, because this is now considered to be the beginning of the next year. So what does it mean when it says Li'Iburin? It doesn't mean that we actually sit down to deliberate the question of whether or not it's going to be a Shana Mubaris in the month of Nisan, but it means that is considered to be the new year, and you could no longer be Ma'aber the previous year. And where do we see this? The Tanan, it says, Hein Ha'ilu Shema'aber Nashana Kol Adar Shehayu Omrim Ad Apurim. This is the Mishnah of Masechus Edios, which is talking about certain testimonials, set testimonies that were given by various Tanoim, and it says over there, Hein Ha'idu, they were made, they testified that you could be Ma'abid Hashanah Kol Adar for the entire month of Adar. Shayom, because there are those that would say that you can only do it until Purim. So we see from the Mishnah in Edios that you have the entire month of Adar, but not beyond that point. So when it says Ibur, it means Hafsokas Ibur. My time at the Manda Omer Adar Purim. What is the reason, says the Gemara, for the opinion that says you have until Purim? Came to Omer Mar. Well, since it was taught Sholim B'chutz HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom, that we begin to prepare for Pesach by discussing the laws of Yom Tov, by asking questions regarding Pesach already 30 days beforehand, Asi L'Zilzuli B'Chametz. So there's a concern that this may lead to zilzul, to a certain laxity when it comes to the laws of Chametz. What does it mean? What is the concern over here? So Rashi says, "Asi lezuzule bechamit shekavar min apurim ve'elach yischilu darshanim ledosh berabim bilchus haPesach." Because already from Purim, 30 days before Pesach, the darshanim, the rabbanim, are getting up and they're darshaning in public. They're talking about Pesach. So who's kuashomim lasos Pesach l'sof shloshim yom? So everybody who's listening to the shiurim assume they mark the calendars that Pesach is going to be in 30 days. V'miyavru bezin es hashana. If then bezin is going to go ahead and be ma'abid hashana, they're going to add an extra month. Lo yiskablu divrei shluchei bezin l'shomim lidchos es haPesach shekvar shomim min adoshanim. So the many of the people who have been listening to shiurim throughout the month, informing them that Pesach is 30 days away, so they're not going to trust the messengers going to tell them, no, actually, everything has been postponed a month. They're going to listen to the rabbi, and since the rabbi was darshaning about Hilchos HaPesach, in their mind, that's the real Pesach. So they're going to observe the first month of Pesach, which is really not Pesach. So that's not really a Zilzul Chametz. They're just going to be eating matzah at the wrong time, because it's not the end of the world. But the problem is, since they observe Pesach the first month, they're not going to observe it the second month. But the second month is going to be the real Pesach, because it was a Shana Muberes, it was an extra month added. So therefore, the Gemara tells us that is the reason why there was an opinion that says you cannot be Ma'abed Hashanah after Purim, because at that point already we're concerned that it would lead to a zilzul in the Yisur of Chametz. It says, and what about the other opinion? The other opinion, the Tanakhama, who says that you can in fact go ahead and be Ma'abed Hashanah the entire month of Adar, why are they not concerned about the concern of Zilzul Chametz? Made the idea the Shata Ma'abarta B'chushbana Tayyim Lilsa. B'savi Chushbana Hudalo Salak Lulu Rabbanon Idna. Because people know that the question of whether or not it's going to be a leap year depends on certain cheshbon, certain calculations that are made. And they're going to assume correctly that the delay in making this determination was only because they did not finish the cheshbon. They didn't finish the various calculations until this time. And so therefore they will certainly accept the shluchei bezdin, the messengers that come from bezdin with this update of the calendar. And they're going to discard or disregard, rather, everything that was taught to them beforehand. They're going to assume they're going to have an extra month until Pesach. B'tana din don. And what about our Tana? We're going back to the Tana of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah does not say anything about Echad ben Nisan being Rosh Hashanah li'iburin. We have to wait until our Braisa on the top of this Amud to teach us that. So what about our Tana? Why does the Mishnah not teach that? Because our Tana is only talking about beginnings, right? The beginning of something new. However, the way we are now interpreting, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the way we are interpreting that Echad ben Nisan is considered to be a Rosh Hashanah li'iburin, that really is the end of the previous year, meaning that is the deadline for being Ma'abed Hashanah. And the Tana of our mission is only focused on new beginnings, not focused on deadlines. Okay, now we continue with the two Da'at L'Trumas Shkalim, the next on the list in the Braisa of various halachic issues that are affected by Echad ben Nisan. It says L'Trumas Shkalim. So Minolan, from where do we know that so? So Amar Rav Yoshi, as Rav Yoshi says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chodesho L'Chodeshei Hashanah. That this is the Ola of the Chodesh, of the new month, B'Chodesho, at the time of its renewal, L'Chodeshei Hashanah. So Rashi points out that there is clearly a Chodesh Yiseir over here. There's an extra reference to the word Chodesh, which the Gemara is now going to darshan. Amra Torah, the Pasuk is saying, Chadesh v'havei korban mitchumah chadasha v'gam mishana mishana v'nisan. The Chassidut says Rishon Lachem Lachad Sheyashana. So what does that mean? Chadesh, we should renew v'havei and bring karban, a sacrifice mitruma chadasha, from the new truma, from the new donations, from the new separations, which were coming from the collected shkalim. So over there it says Mechad Sheyashana v'gam Mishana Shana Minisan. And we are going to learn through a Gezeirah Shavuah, we have the word year, Shana here, and we have the word year when it comes to Nisan, as it says, Rishon hu lachem l'chad she hashana. So we see that when it says over here, Zotso las chodesh b'chad she l'chad she hashana, there we are going to renew the bringing of the karbanos from the new truma that comes from the new year again being Nisan. So as the Gemara v'ligmar Shana Shana mitishrei, how do you know that Shana means Nisan through Gezeirah Shavuah? Why not learn a different Gezeirah Shavuah? After all, you should learn Shana Shana Mitishrei. The Chassidut says Mereishis Shana. So we have different references to Shana in the Torah. One time Shana is a reference to Nisan, another time it's a reference to Tishrei. So how do you know that the Truma Shkolim should begin from Nisan? Maybe it should begin from Tishrei. So says the Gemara, Dona Shana Sheyeshim Achadoshim, Shana Sheyeshim Achadoshim. We are going to be done. We are going to learn to derive the laws regarding a shana sheyeshim achadashim, a year that has months, mishana sheyeshim achadashim, from another year which has months. The indan shana sheyeshim achadashim, mishana sheyeshim achadashim. But we're not going to derive laws regarding year that has month from a year that does not have months. Meaning that the first reference to shana is rishon ulachen lachod shei hashana. The year over there is a year that's written in the Torah in reference to, in connection with months. As opposed to Tishrei, where it merely says Mereishis Hashana. It doesn't say anything about Chodesh. So therefore, we would prefer to use the Gezeirah Shavuah to learn a din that is affecting Shana Sheyeshim HaChadashim from a similar example in the Torah of another Shana Sheyeshim HaChadashim, namely Nisan, as opposed to being done from a Shana Sheyeshim HaChadashim, namely Tishrei. The Gemara is going to now continue and elaborate on this. Amar of Yehudam Shmuel, Karbanos Tibor Habon Bechod Minisan, Mitzvah Lahavi Minachodash. V'mehevi Minayashin Yatza, Ela Shechiser Mitzvah. Which means that when it comes to Karbanos Tibor, when it comes to Karbanos that are coming on behalf of the entire Tibor, so it is a mitzvah from already, from the first of Nisan, it's a mitzvah to bring them L'chadchila from the new funds, from the Machzor Shekel that was collected for that year. But let's say they took it from funds from a previous year, so but the evidence still satisfies the obligation. However, the mitzvah was not fulfilled in its optimal fashion. There is going to be an acceptance of the karban. However, it is not considered to have been done in the most proper way. Tanya Rami Hachi, we have a brisa like that as well. Karbanos Tibor Habon Bechad Benisan Mitzvah Lahavi Min HaChodesh. Now, when it comes to Karbanos Tibor that are brought from the first Nisan and on, it is a mitzvah l'chanchila to bring it from the new funds. V'mehevi minayashin yatza el shechisa mitzvah. V'yachid shehniz nadiv mishalo, continues the brisa, and if you have in a case where there's an individual who donates from his own money, k'sherim bilvad sheyim sarein l'tzibor. They are k'sherim, they're valid, bilvad on the condition that he transfers them, he gives them over to the public for use in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara Pshitut, obviously, why should there be a question regarding the acceptance of a karban that's coming from money that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash for public use? It is no longer considered to be the property of that individual. So says the Gemara, Ma'u Detema, maybe you would think, Leich Hoshema, we should have the following concern. Next Amud, Lo Yimsarein Latzibo Yafa Yafa. That maybe he does not really transfer ownership of them completely over to the tzibor. Kamash Malan, we assume that we are not concerned about this possibility. What does Yafa Yafa mean? Says Rashi, Belev Shalem. Maybe we should be concerned that when an individual goes ahead, he makes a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe he's not completely sincere. He's not completely, has not really determined completely in his mind that he intends to give this over. So then it's a shaila whether it's even considered to be funds of the tzibor, and that could certainly affect the kashrus of a carbon tzibor. So Kamash Malan comes to the Brice and says, no, if Yachid is misnadev and he gives it over, that's fine. But Tana didon, and now the Gemara says, what about our Tana? Why did our Tana not mention anything about Shumas Shkolim as being associated with the first of Nisan? So says the Gemara, came into Katani in Hevi Yatza, lo psikole. Since the Brisa says that if he brings the the carbon tzibor that comes from funds from the previous year, so b'di'eved, this is still valid. So therefore, the Tana did not want to mention this as a halacha psuka, meaning like as an absolute rule, because technically, even though it is a rule, it's only a din chachila. However, it is not something which is which is inviolable. So therefore, it is not mentioned in the list of Rosh Hashanim, which are talking about things which are again being described over here as a milsa psika, something which is absolutely in effect, not only l'chadchila, but even b'di'eved. Okay, we continue now with the two dots on the third line at the top of Zayin and Beis. The Braisa concluded, as we had seen, that another din that is affected by Rosh Chodesh Nisan is v'yeshomer. There are those that say af l'schiras batim, even when it comes to the question of rental of houses. Tanu Rabbanan, so the Gemara quotes a Braisa which elaborates on this din. Hamaskar bayis l'chaver l'shan, if a person goes ahead and rents a house to somebody else for a year, so mona shneim asa chodesh miyom liyom. So then we count exactly 12 months, because after all, the rental agreement was, this is yours for a year. If he doesn't say, I'm renting it for a year, but he says, I'm renting it for this year, so then, even if the person who comes into the house only started on the first of Adar, once the first day of Nisan comes, that's considered to be the end of the year, right? Like our Braisa, which says that the first of Nisan is considered to be the renewal of the year for the purpose of Schiris Batin. So he has to, even if he's only there for a month. And says the Gemara, now, says the Gemara, there is an opinion that says already one day in a year can sometimes be considered a year in terms of completing a unit. So we should say the same thing over here. Let's say the guy didn't start in Echad Ba'adar, maybe he started in Purim, 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he also, we should say that 2 weeks comes and the lease is up. So says the Gemara, no, even according to that opinion, Shani Hacha, this case is different. Because the person is not going to go through the efforts of renting a house less than 30 days. Somebody's going to go through all the efforts to make the arrangements for a rental is not doing so for less than a month. And so therefore, anything less than that, we assume that that's not the case. However, if he rented the house only 1 month beforehand, and the stipulation, the agreement was, it was Lashana Zu for this year. So once it comes, Echad B'Nisan, the lease is over. Says Gemara Ve'ema Tishrei, why not say that it begins in Tishrei? After all, as we've seen already, that's also considered to be a year, meaning that is considered to be a Rosh Hashanah for certain dinim. So why do we assume over here that this is necessarily Nisan? So says the Gemara, Stam Kiyagar Inish Besa Lakula Yumos Hagashamimagar. That generally, when a person goes ahead and he rents a house, so his intention is to do so for the entire Yumos Hagashamim, the entire winter, until Nisan. So it doesn't make sense that a person is going to go ahead and rent a house prior to Tishrei, and then it's going to, the rental period will conclude at Tishrei. Because normally, a person wants to go through the winter. The Tana Kama, the Braisa of Atana Didon, and why is that the Tana Kama, as well as the Tana of our Braisa, does not mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan as being the Rosh Hashanah L'Schiris Batim? Bin Nisan Nami Mishkach Shchiach Kitri. Says the Gemara, because in Nisan as well, there are also clouds. In other words, there's no reason to assume that just because it's Echad B'Nisan, so the Yimos HaGeshamim, the winter season, has necessarily come to an end. And so therefore, they assume that just because a lease started before Nisan, or in this case, let's say, but Rosh Hashanah Ba'adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, it is not going to automatically come to an end. It's not going to expire in Nisan because there are clouds in the month of Nisan as well. And so therefore, it's technically not the conclusion of the Yimos HaGeshamim.